Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Karen Cotty. Karen, would you rather hear the theme from L.A. Law, something more modern than Perry Mason, when we talk to you every week? Or is this okay?
It's okay, Bob. You know, I mean, when I grew up, I never thought in my life I would have a theme song. So I'm very honored. Doesn't take much, though.
let's talk about the story of the escaped Alabama inmate, Casey White, now in custody. That manhunt ended in Indiana. What could he be charged with now?
Well, what hasn't he been charged with? I mean, this is a bad dude. He was serving a 75-year sentence for a variety of violent crimes, and while he was there, he confessed to having murdered a woman. So that's why he was there were charges pending against him for capital murder while he escaped. Now, this is not his first rodeo in trying to escape. He tried it before. So he's going to be charged with, you know, escaping, and he's got all these charges pending. And the real problem for him is, well, the number of problems, when they sentence him on the death penalty portion of this, they can use this against him. They can say, listen, this guy's tried to escape once and twice. He's a danger. We can't even incarcerate him for life. He's that dangerous. So this, to me, is going to seal his fate when it comes to the death penalty.
Federal investigators believe that those two had been planning the escape for at least several weeks. And when we talked last week, Karen, you mentioned that you've seen this kind of thing happen over and over again, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a syndrome. I'm not sure I can pronounce it correctly, but it's hybristophilia, and it's women generally who become very attracted to notorious criminals. And it happens in so many cases. The Menendez brothers, Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, even John Gacy had female admirers who said they wanted to marry him. So, you know, it has a combination of things. They say it has to do with women who have been abused or treated poorly. So these prisoners present kind of a safe haven for them because they can't really connect with them officially. And some of them feel very important when they're associating with such notorious criminals. Now, this woman seemed like a completely normal person, right? Mm-hmm. Upstanding a guard. She had a normal life, and she gave it all up and gave herself up. I mean, it's an astounding phenomenon.
Vicky White, she was 56 years old. We've been hearing a lot about this Bahamas story and what happened at the Sandals Resort. Who investigates something like this, Karen?
Well, they have their own investigators down there. The State Department is watching. The consular division, when you are an American and you are overseas, the State Department is always there. Now, they're going to be monitoring that investigation to make sure it goes okay. My guess is that the families probably have sent investigators there to make sure that evidence is preserved, to get down to the bottom of what really happened. But I assume that there are going to be a lot of different organizations and private investigators looking into it, including insurance investigators.
And lawsuits coming, I'm sure.
Yeah, these get very complicated because, you know, most people who are in the United States want to file suit in the United States because our courts are more equipped for, you know, to get bigger verdicts. But, you know, Sandals is located in Jamaica. It has different branches all over the place. There are lawsuits that can be brought against the website where you bought the vacation, travel agencies, the companies that manage the food service, if it's a food issue. So there's just layers and layers of legal issues here.
R. Kelly's federal trial in Chicago is set to kick off in August. A judge yesterday denied a request to postpone it. What do you make of that decision, and what are you forecasting here, Karen?
Well, he was convicted in the fall in New York, and he has not been sentenced yet in that case. The judge said, we're going to wait until the Chicago case is resolved, and then we're going to sentence him. So he's going to trial. His lawyers said they needed more time with COVID and all the evidence. It will go to trial in the federal court. My guess is he's going to be convicted again. He still has another case pending in Chicago in the state court, and then one up in Minnesota for child prostitution. So this guy, you know, the chances of him ever walking free again are very slim in my view.
Karen Cotty, she's on the radio here Sunday afternoon between 3 and 5 p.m. on WGN, and it will be continued at that time. All of these stories and more from Karen. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too, Bob.